change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. Today, my guest is Jeff Wasserstrom. Jeff, did I pronounce that name correctly?
Yep, you got it.
Awesome. Thank you. Jeff is the CEO and president of Jaw Enterprises, J-A-W Enterprises, the creative partner for Jaw Dropping Promotions. How are you, Jeff?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Nikki.
I'm glad we could do this. And so Jaw Dropping Promotions, please tell us a little bit about what that means.
There's a lot of companies out there that do promotional items and things like that. And I originally was just JEW Enterprises, custom promotions and products, and wanted to try and give an idea of more of what I do. And so the Jaw Dropping Promotions, JEW actually comes from my initial, Jeffrey Allen Wasserstrom. And I thought, let's use that. And I want people to know that I'm here more than just an order taker of doing things. What I want to do for my customers is talk to them, get to know them, and what can I do to truly help them stand out and be remembered and stay top of mind. So I can do that through conversations, and that's where I get the idea from Jaw Dropping Promotions.
You, in the notes that you sent me, the headline that we're going to talk about today is marketing for nonprofits. And I have a feeling that there's going to, at least in my mind, the word marketing and the word promotions don't often intersect from where I'm sitting for small to nonprofits in particular, small to medium-sized nonprofits in particular is what I'm trying to say. Can you help illuminate that a little bit? And what is a promotion? What does doing a promotion have to do with marketing?
Well, there's kind of both. The marketing aspect, I mean, nonprofits, maybe nonprofits, but they're still constantly looking to stay top of mind. In fact, anybody out there, the idea is to stay top of mind if you want people to think of you as often as possible. So for the use of taking custom logo items that have the nonprofit logo on it and handing them out, it allows people to remember you. And the most important thing, and we'll talk a little bit about this, is when you're handing out items with your logo on it, is to have useful items. I can never tell people, make that more important than anything. To give out items, if people aren't going to use them and they're going to throw them away, I'll tell most of my clients sometimes, if I can be open enough, if you're just going to do something just to give it away and they're going to throw it away, don't even bother. Save your money for something else.
Right.
So when I talk about useful items, it's kind of people would think it's the same items that are really good today that might have been good 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago because they stand over time.
Right.
Whether it's pens, notepads. I mean, people are always using pens. They're always using notepads. Totes are a really good item because people can put, totes or bags. They can put things in it. And they can use it, we keep them and take them to the swimming pool, to the beach, going on vacation. We never have enough room in the suitcases. We put them in totes. So they stay out there and you're always seeing that logo and it stays top of mind. And nonprofits are no different.
Right. So we're just talking about what I'm going to use the term, please reel me in on this, tchotchke.
Tchotchke, swag, right. All that kind of stuff. Exactly. But it's, again, I don't want to... The idea of tchotchke sometimes does bother me a little because that's when I think some people think of tchotchkes as just giving something away for the sake of giving things away. There is a thinking process when you're giving something out. Again, that's useful, and I'll get to that in a second as we go on. So I'll let you go.
Oh, okay, cool. So my question is, and just, maybe for humor's sake, I'm asking this question. Are there items that you think people have branded that are clearly just not worth doing, that just end up being junk? What are some of the worst examples of this that you might remember?
Some of these things are still useful, but and it also depends on what you're doing. I'm not a big fan of stress balls. People use them all the time and they give them away. I think if you're a physical therapist, it could be a great item because then you're giving them so they'll use them. But if there's no tie-in to what you do, it's one of those things I think most people are going to get home and maybe if they have little kids, they'll give them to them, but more than likely it's going to get put off somewhere and it's not going to be used. That's one of them. Water bottles, they're huge, very popular items. But I also have a hunch that people have thousands of these things. It's the same thing with the little Huggies that to keep your bottles and cans cold. They're really popular, great items, they're inexpensive. But again, I think most of us have tons of them because everybody gives them out. And one last thing that is still fairly popular are keychains. Mm. People give out keychains, but how many keychains does somebody normally use? You probably have used one,
right,
at the most, maybe two. So what are you going to do with 20 or 30? And it'd be one thing if keychains ran its course and you used them up and 6 months later you had to throw it away and go to the next one.
Right.
But as people like me, I use the same keychain for years and years and years, so you never run out. Where pens are always running out, or notepads are always running out. So even if they're using someone else's now, they're going to use yours eventually, most likely, and for a period of time. So you get that reinforcement of seeing that logo again.
Right. So we're talking about brand awareness, putting one's nonprofit brand on a useful item that's going to be seen and used by someone at some point in the future. So this is the kind of thing that a nonprofit might give away as an event gift, or, I mean, there are many purposes that we can use branded items. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. When I say event gifts, and you mentioned event gifts, is, so many nonprofits have races, they have runs, they have swimming where you swim so many laps, and bowling and so forth like this. Well, the common item that everybody gives away there are t-shirts.
Yes.
And people love to get that t-shirt because they feel like, it becomes a souvenir. And sometimes if they'll attend that event year after year, they collect the t-shirts each year and they can go back and they can see, oh, wow, I went to this event last year. And then they wear it around. So not only do they, feel good, get goodwill because you're giving them something.
Yep.
But the other thing is they're wearing that t-shirt, throughout the year. So they're helping promote that nonprofit everywhere they go. So it's a great way, an inexpensive way to get exposure and brand awareness with event gifts. And some of the other popular items, lapel pins, depending on what kind of event it is, can be a really popular item. And to add the lapel pins and t-shirts a step further, I've worked with several programs over the years where they'll actually open up the contest and they'll have people try and design the artwork that'll go on the lapel pin or the t-shirt. I had a summer camp from National Kidney Foundation, an annual program. They would have the kids, put in their design, and then they would pick one of those kids' designs to go on the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, that child who gets that pleasure of knowing that theirs went on a t-shirt, they live with that the rest of their life, feeling great about themselves. So there's so many things to gain from that.
Right.
That can be a real popular item. It gives a special addition to just doing the t-shirt or whatever.
Yep, right. Put the little extra spin on it that you may not think. But think about this for a second here, though, or at least let me throw my typical devil's advocate wrench into the mix here. Organizing a challenge to have a logo design thing also takes a little bit of overhead, a little bit of prep time. So how does a nonprofit make sure they do that properly?
Yeah, it takes a little more work, and sometimes there's not as much of a response as we would hope there would be. So sometimes that can be a little bit of a problem. So you've really got to try and promote it. And there's usually other people, supporting cast, that can help you promote the item. And you got to keep going through with it. And then try and give some kind of a gift to the person who wins, becomes a little bit of an incentive to the winner. Like maybe for the summer camp, the child, maybe all their whole family, their parents and them, they all get a free t-shirt that with their child's design on it.
Right, right.
So that can be a real helpful thing too.
What do you think about donor gifts? I know that's sort of a controversial topic with some nonprofits. Should a donor be, obviously donor recognition and stewardship of donors is huge and should be done very, very well, but what's your opinion on donor gifts and donor recognition with physical objects?
Yeah. Again, kind of like we talked about the event, you cannot ever underestimate the value of showing appreciation to people who are supporting you. You never want to stop doing that, because the minute you stop, you know, showing your appreciation, you're going to lose the opportunity to continue that goodwill that you've created with them up to then. And we all know, whether it's a donor or a customer, it's much more difficult to get new one than to keep the same one coming back year after year. So whatever you can do to impress them is important. So donor gifts are a great way to do that. I mean, you're showing how much you care when they're giving you something. You're not just taking it for granted. You're saying, thank you for this. We now would like to give you this in return and hope that you can use this gift and so forth. So it becomes a perfect win-win. And again, the value of the win-win in any type of business is what you're really looking for. You want everybody to feel good. And that's what the donor gifts does.
Yeah.
And now the donor gifts can also, you know, you're going to have your logo on it. So again, it also becomes a really good way to increase your brand awareness. One quick story, actually, toward the beginning of my career in this, I was working with Muscular Dystrophy, and they had a Shamrock program in the Kroger stores here in town. I think it was all over the Midwest. And what they did, anytime somebody made a donation of a certain amount of dollars, they would get Shamrock, a piece of paper Shamrock that Kroger would give to them. But in addition, we put together a program, compressed T-shirts with their logo on it, and the T-shirts were compressed into the shape of a shamrock. So it added that extra appeal that they will the person who got that will never forget it. And so they'll remember Muscular Dystrophy, they'll remember the Shamrock program, and it just reinforces the whole, you know, nonprofit and what they did and everything.
Right.
That's just part of the whole program. And that's, you know, why you're having me on and talking about marketing and everything like that with nonprofits.
Exactly.
It's important.
Very important. One of the last things that you mentioned here is doing an apparel program, you know, doing a line of clothing or you know, things for the volunteers and for the staff of the nonprofit to wear. How hard is that to do? And is it expensive to do?
It's not really expensive. It puts a little extra burden for the most part on the nonprofit, depending on how much detail they do. If it's just a matter of doing T-shirts with their logo on it that all their volunteers and employees can wear, you know, at work or during an event, that's fairly simple. They can either just order a bunch of different sizes, or they can ask all the volunteers and employees what size they need. But there is one of them, a nonprofit that I've worked with for years now. They'll actually do a apparel program, and they'll do it like once or twice a year. We'll come up with, you know, button-down shirts, hoodies, T-shirts, polos, and they'll pick out colors, and then they'll pick out which logo they want on each item. So there might be a left chest, a full front, and the logos might vary a little bit. And then they'll take orders. They'll put together an order form, take orders, and then send me the orders, and I'll fill it. And again, the beauty of that is all their employees and volunteers become part of the organization. So even if you're not working for them and you're a volunteer, you become that much, you get a better feeling that you're part of them because you can wear their logo on it. And when you're wearing a logo of them and you're working for them, you feel like you're one of them. And that, again, that's called that creating goodwill and feel good stories and things like that, which are so important.
Building a sense of community.
Yeah.
With something as simple as putting your symbol on your friends and your stakeholders. I think that's absolutely the right thing to do. What do you think personally, I mean, just personal opinion here, what do you think about the difference between doing a shirt that says staff on the back and maybe one that says volunteer on the back?
If it's for an event type of situation, I think that's very helpful. But if it's just for multi-purpose, I would probably try and not put anything on the back to separate them so they can all feel like they're part of the same thing.
Right. Okay. Very cool. The last bullet point that you had actually sent in your notes to me was doing custom gifts for fundraising purposes. What do you mean by that? This is not the same thing as donor recognition.
It's not really at all. And this is where you're actually creating items that you are selling to raise money for your organization. My biggest customers when it comes to that, in all honesty, are school PTOs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly, whether it's t-shirts, magnets, notepads, we're working on this summer. We're just finishing up, again, magnets. We're finishing up some laptop stickers and things like that. And they put their logo on it and then they sell it. So they're the biggest uses of that for me. But when I take that a step further, it can be a huge opportunity for a nonprofit to set up a program on an annual basis. And this can be either a donor gift or you can sell it. And that is, for instance, I've talked to a number of nonprofits over the years. We haven't really done too much with it, but let's say coasters that we've done for nonprofits before. I've talked to them about, why don't you start a annual program every year, put a new piece of art on that coaster. And it becomes a collectible. And you can even create a contest with that if you would like to, like we talked about before. And someone would win that. And then you can either sell that item, and let's say it could be limited edition. Maybe you do 500 of them. And then you could sell them, $25, $50 a piece. Or if you prefer, you could just say anybody who donates $25, $50 gets one.
Right.
Basically, it's the same thing, depending on how you want to word it.
Right.
And then each year, you have different artwork. And as you do this year after year, the donors and the people who, make those donations are going to say, man, I want that collection. I want that one from each year. And I mean, so many industries do that, whether it's Christmas ornaments and things like that. People want that whole collection. So it also helps get that donor to come back every year to make that donation. So again, it can be a win-win and multi-purpose.
Right, right. You mentioned laptop stickers, and I'm thinking of things like crowdfunding campaigns, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatnot, where if I donate $10, I'll get a sticker. If I donate $20, I'll get a magnet. If I, so on and so forth.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Right.
It can be a tiered program. Exactly.
Right. Very cool, Jeff. So there's an endless number of possibilities that a nonprofit can use a promotion. In other words, brand awareness campaigns using promotional items within their own fundraising mechanisms, within their own stewardship mechanisms. Any general words of advice, parting words of advice for our nonprofits before we leave today?
Yeah, I'm going to finish up here and say, try and think outside the box sometimes. And I will add that if you can think of an item that you think would really stand out, don't hesitate to ask me or ask a promotional company, because if you can think it, more than likely, we can create it. So think of that.
Very cool. Jeff, if a listener wanted to be in touch with you, how would you suggest they go about doing that?
They can either call me at 614-760-0026, or they can email me at jeff@yahoo.com, or they can go to our website at jawenterprises.net.
JAWEnterprises.net.
Correct.
Got it.
Either of those three ways.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thanks, Mickey. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.